Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Nun Gimel. Kedushin 53a. Pagination is 105. We'll start on the facing page. Tanya, four lines up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mikudeshes, a woman who received Kodshe Kodshim given to her by a Kohen who was supposed to eat it himself. He hands it off to her as Kiddushin. Rabbi Yehuda held it was Mikudeshes. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eina Mikudeshes, which is the way we paskin, it is not Mikudeshes. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Shnei Mikra Echa Dorshu. They're both inferring their ruling from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'ze yihye lecha Mikodesh HaKadoshim Mino Eish. This shall be the rule of the Kodesh Kadoshim from the fire. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lecha Ulechol Tzarchecha. When it says V'ze Lecha, this should be for you from the Kodesh Kadoshim. So it's for you, and you're entitled to do with it. It's gifted to you, whatever you want. Rabbi Yossi Savar Ko'esh, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's like the fire. Ma'esh La'achila, Afhunami La'achila. Just like the fire consumes it, so too you also, the Kohen, are going to consume it. But it's not gifted to you as a monetary thing to do with it what you want. In the Rambam's words, as we mentioned yesterday, Hilchus Ishus, hey, the Rambam writes, Shelo hutru ela la'achila bilvad. It was only permitted for eating. And really we could appreciate here what the role of the Kohanim is in eating the karbanos, the part that's meant for them. As the expression goes, Kohanim ochlim ubailim mischaprin. The Kohanim eat, and the owner gets his atonement. On some level, the Kohen is actually acting like a living mizbeach. His job is to consume the carbon. There's consumption done on the mizbeach by the fire, and there's consumption done by human beings. We have in the Tamei HaMitzvahs the concept that the owner of the carbon is giving these meats, or in the case of menachos, the product, the flour, oil product, the wafer, whatever we want to call that, loaf, we're giving it to the Kohen, and he's the one who's going to eat it. It's an expression of reverence that these Misharsei Hashem are my role models, and just as a portion is given to the Mizbeach, so a portion is given to them. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the comparison is quite striking. Ma'esh la'achila, the fire does a consumption, the Kohanim will also do a consumption. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Nimnu v'gomru, they decided, they took an accounting of the Talmidei Chachamim voting for Rabbi Yehuda's approach or Rabbi Yossi's approach, and they came to the conclusion, Mekadesh Bechelko, Bein Kodshei Kodshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim, Lo Kidesh. If a person does Kiddushin with the meat of the high level of Karbanos, or what's described as a lesser level of Kiddusha of Karbanos, either way, it is not a good Kiddushin. Skipping a line, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Kavosed Rabbi Yechanan Mistavra. What Rabbi Yechanan is saying makes a lot of sense. It matches a different brisa, and to appreciate what it is that we're comparing is the concept that the gift that's given to the Kohen is not a regular gift that he owns it on a financial level, but rather, like the Rambam's words, lo hutru elo la'achila bilvat. He's just supposed to eat it. That's the role that he plays in this equation, not that he owns it. And Abaye proves this from a brisa that describes that it's not the Kohen's in order to barter, to trade, let me get less on this carbon in exchange for your giving me more on a different carbon. It doesn't work like that. We divide each carbon according to its own merits. The Tanya, as we learned, minayin she'en chokim menachas k'neged zvachim. How do I know that you don't divide the menachos, the wafer or loaf type carbon, compared to the meat animal type carbon? How do I know you can't do such exchanges? And the Gemara brings psukim, l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyya, psukim to show you that each one of these gets divided according to its own merit and not by way of exchange, barter, or trading. Skipping down to about seven lines above the wide, Yochel lo yechalko machavas keneged marcheshes. I understand that you can't exchange one type of mincha, a flour oil offering, with a different one, or marcheshes keneged machavas, and likewise those exchanges you can't do. Shezuma aseim rakim vuzuma aseim koshim, because one of them produces a soft type of product and one of them produces a very hard type of product. Avo yechalku, but I would think machavas keneged machavas, that you could exchange the same type of carbon from different people, the same type you could do an exchange of marcheshes keneged marcheshes, shalolo v'alolo maseim koshim inami maseim rakim, because they're both either hard or both soft. Talmud Lomar, again, l'cho b'nei Aaron tiyya, all of the b'nei Aaron, all of the Kohanim, have equal rights to these karbanos, and you can't do these exchanges. Now, on the topic of the word machavas and marcheshes, Rashi explains right over here, and it's very helpful to understanding the psukim in Chumash, Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, where the Pasuk describes V'chol nasa b'marcheshes v'al machavas, any carbon that's made marcheshes or machavas. What exactly do these two words mean? The Gemara told us that one is soft and one is hard. Rashi tells us that a machavas is eina amuka. A machavas is not deep as a frying pan. It's a shallow pan, but it's very wide. There's a lot of surface area to the bottom of this pan, but it doesn't have a whole lot of height. The result is that the batter spreads well across the bottom of this pan. It has a lot of exposure to the pan, and therefore the oil gets burnt, is Rashi's description. And Maaseim Koshim, it produces a very hard, more like a cracker product. In contrast, Marcheshes is Amuka. A Marcheshes is something that is deep. It's not going to have as much surface area touching the batter, and therefore the shemen, the oil, remains, and it remains a soft product, described as rakin, soft. This is actually apparent in the beauty of the pasuk's wording. The pasuk says, v'chol nasa b'marcheshes, any mincha that's made in a marcheshes, v'al machavas, or on this very flat and shallow frying pan. In a marcheshes is that the product is being contained within it, but it's more of a pot-like structure. Al machavas, on the frying pan is that literally everything is laying on the frying pan itself. It's not merely contained, trapped within it, and it's cooking because it's trapped within the pot. It's almost all of it is touching the actual frying pan. And it's two different words, marcheshes, the deep pot, which does not have so much width, but it's really contained within it, and machavas, where it's very shallow, but the extent of exposure to the pan is what produces the product. There is a sefer called Shailas Tshuvos Marcheshes, which in the introduction, the author writes that the reason he chose the word Marcheshes for the name of his sefer, he gives one reason based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Mem Hei, Rochash Libi Dovar Tov, my heart is astir, is throbbing with something good. He wants to share something special with you, the word Rochash. He also says that Marcheshes is the gematria of his and his father's names, but his first reason is that Marcheshes is this deep method of making a mincha as opposed to something that's very shallow. And he writes that in this particular sefer, he's going to share deep concepts with us, and therefore he calls it a marcheshes. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.